Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Brumley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buster Narum. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Buster Narum. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Senators. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Narum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narum bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Senators. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Buford applying the tag. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field. Hinton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hinton. Robinson scores. McCraw goes all the way around to score. Hershberger moves to second. It's Senators, 3, White Sox, 3. Alan Koch now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Seavers hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis is hit by the pitch. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Alan Koch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koch is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney bunts towards the mound. Koch fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Steele pinch hits for Jim Landis. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kreutzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Mike Brumley. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hunt pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Ken Retzer now catching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 3 in the game. Cotier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNairtney for a passed ball. Hinton moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Phillips now playing first base. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King pinch hits for John Kennedy. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Ron Klein. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. King moves to third. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is walked intentionally. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to home to get King. Kirkland moves to third. Retzer moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.